Yep.
Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff, and I'm the creator of Brenda's Mindful Healing Show on a platform called Talk Shoe. And my company is called WhisperingEnergetic.ca. I'm intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. And I work with many individuals with some really challenging health issues and just regular issues, maybe concerns as to their abundance and financial abundance around the world with Skype and on the phone. One of my favorite things I'd love to do is help other people really get their name out there and how their work can assist others and give lots, you know, the audience lots of opportunity to be attracted to a particular modality or speaking or listening to a specific healer or speaker, and it's getting that audience that self-healing and self-empowerment that we so desperately need. So the guests that I have are on cutting-edge healthcare practices and that they can integrate Western and alternative practices. So this week, I'm interviewing Beth Foley. Met Beth several years ago at a Body Code conference in Utah. And I have an earlier interview with Beth that we did, I think, approximately a year ago. So Beth has, since that time, like with most people here, you know, we learn so much more and we've grown and we have more to offer and to, you know, and to explain as to the different modalities and the work that we're doing. Today we're going to be specifically talking about the balance procedure, or known as TPB. Now, I'll give you some information about Beth. Beth has been a holistic energy practitioner since the 90s, and she started out as a reflexologist, a Reiki master, a teacher, a color therapy, EFT, the emotion code, the body code, a Vega practitioner, and she works also with this balance procedure created by Jenny and Alan Cox. Today we're going to have a live call and discuss how this non-verbal energy technique calms down all the energy systems and opens the mind to the subconscious and leads to experiencing great change. It is easy and simple and powerful. And we're going to get right in it today. Beth will be describing how all you need is a set of 9 symbol cards, which contains colors, numbers, geometric shape, polarity principle, chakra, zodiac sign, gemstone, planet, and element in various physical aspects. So welcome, Beth.
Hi. Thank you for having me back on your show, Brenda. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and catch up with you.
Well, you know, we have such great conversations and different topics that come up within our own group of practitioners, and there's so many wonderful modalities out there and healing works out there. And you know, it really helps to share information. And this little tool you have, so wonderful. Right here, this little deck of cards. And what I love about it and how it's described in this book that comes along with the cards is how it combines ancient philosophy with modern quantum science and lifts our vibration. And that is so simple that we can add it and it can be part of our toolbox. So, Beth, I'm going to have you jump right in there and just give us some information about this balance procedure, and then we'll get into how we can apply it in the everyday situations.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. Well, the most important thing of all is the cards, as you stated, because those 9 cards are basically, they make up you. They make up you as a person because of all the attributes that those cards bring. Because each symbol, as you said before, is a zodiac, it's an element, it's a physical aspect, it's planets, it's colour, geometric. And all those together make you as a person. Because each one of us, we're a system within a system. So to explain that theory, if you think of me, or if you think of yourself at the moment, we can say, right, here I am. I'm in near Cambridge. Cambridge is in UK. UK is in the Europe, which is in the world. The world is in planet Earth, and so on. So that we're all in a system somewhere. And you as a person is also in a system, and that's why these cards have got all these different things on them. So the whole lot make up you. That's every energy system that you have. So that's why the cards are incredibly important. You don't need to know about the cards. All you need to do is to actually use the cards on a regular basis. So what I do is I find it's incredible. The whole purpose of the cards is that you create and you transform anything that you want to change. So it makes you become more aware, because to be alive is to create. And that's what this process does. It makes you become alive. It makes you more aware. It makes you realize what you want and focus on what you want and not on what you don't want, which we all do. As humans, we always think about the negative. We always think about we can't, we won't, we shouldn't have, that we can't have what we want. We constantly think about those things all the time. And so the balance procedure, basically what that does is it draws in all that thinking and changes it round and says to you, what do you want? What do you need? What do you want? And you focus on that aspect. And when you do that, things start to change. Yeah,
interesting. And don't you think, Beth, that most people, and I mean, I still deal with this daily, but we don't realize how much change can be created. You know, we underestimate the power of how change can be created. And with this system, even though because it's so simple, people might think, well, how could it possibly work? But I know from previous experience working with different modalities, and you just think, well, how can this work? But it does.
Mm-hmm. The nice thing about the balance procedure is it's not something that is performed on you. It's something that you use as part of your daily routine. And by using it, it's going to change you. So it's going to give you more energy, it's going to be more confident. You're going to use your potential that perhaps you wouldn't have done before. So you don't even have to believe in it. You just need to keep an open mind, follow this procedure, which is so simple, and then you will just experience the results. That's the lovely thing about this thing, is it's just so quick and easy. I think the thing that always holds people back is the fact that even with the balance procedure, when it started off, back in, I think about several years ago, we had about four packs of cards, and now we have just one pack of cards because Jenny's managed to get everything into those nine cards. And some people are a bit sceptical. They go, how? But what you've got to remember is that we are just energy, okay? We're energy beings, you know. If you look at my hands, for example, and then you take a microscope and you turn it up trillions and billions of times, you'll just see the atoms, yeah? And if you turn it up even further, eventually we're 99.99% space,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So the planet, everything around us is always moving. It's always changing. So we are we're in this constant flow of change, okay? To not change, to not transform, means you're dead, basically, okay? So with these cards, you are letting go of resistance. I explain to my students what the balance procedure is letting go of all resistance.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back, for example, in history, and let's say when, say, for example, electricity came out and everyone was going, oh, it's a scary thing, it's not, you know, it's not godly, you know, everybody got very panicky about it, and then things start to change and people accept electricity and they accept this and they accept that. You know, 20 odd years ago, people might have had one phone, if any, and now everybody's got a telephone. So we are changing. Our world is changing. We're now in a digital time where everything is changing very fast. And the balance procedure is basically making you go with the flow, letting go of that resistance, Because if you resist, you're like an elastic band. You're going to go, bing! So it's allowing you to get into that flow, to get into that relaxed state, to go with the flow, to go with what you want, not with what you don't want.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I think what people are really interested in, and I see we have some people on the call, they want to see how this works. So I'm thinking, well, why don't we have some people come on, and then we can go from there, and you can do your work with the balance. And so I don't have the names, but I do see guest number 5. So I'll have somebody just speak up here.
Hey, Brenda, this is Janet Raganti.
Oh, hi, Janet. Hi, Janet. Great.
Hi,
Janet. Welcome.
Hi, Janet.
Yeah. It's great to talk with both of you. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's so fun. You know, we've got, there's so many wonderful practitioners and healers. And you know, what's so great about this, Beth, what I found is that I ordered a number of these from you over a year ago. I've been passing them out and sending them to my friends, and especially some people who are very sick. You know, they're just feeling really alone, and maybe they're in the hospital right now, not doing very well. I just thought, you know, these are just great just to send to them. And I know you're going to get into all of that as well here later on, but how that can assist them, and they don't have to think about it or worry, oh, am I doing things right, and who am I? I'm not a healer, or I'm not a practitioner, and I don't know if I'm going to get the right answer. They don't even have to think about that now. It's just allowing this higher vibration to come through. So, Janet, okay, perfect. So I'm going to have Beth, if you want to work with Janet, and we're going to give an example, and just maybe give Janet here about 10 minutes, and then we're going to just take on some more calls for the next while here. So, Janet, go ahead with Beth.
Yes. Hi, Janet. Hi.
Hi. Hi there.
I'm very good. So how this works is quite simple, is with a balance procedure, we ask, who are you and what do you want and where are you now? Okay, so when I ever ask this to anyone, everybody goes, ooh, I don't really know who I am or what I want. And this is what I'm going to explain to you. Okay, so who you are is made up of your zodiac sign, your life path, and your personal life number. Okay, your personal year number. So we look at that information, and then what we do is we then say, well, what do you want? Is it more time to be you? Is it more time to be creative? Is it that you want to trust your intuition? Is it you want to have a balance between your work and play, or you just want more peace and harmony, or you just want to feel safe or secure, or you want to have more fun, or you want to be more successful, whatever it is. Okay, so we ask what it is, and then we say, what is it you need? What do we need? And then we go through with the cards. So if I could just take from you, Janet, if you don't mind sharing, your date of birth with me.
Okay, it is December 29.
Okay, and may I have the year?
1956.
Perfect, lovely. Okay. So what we do is we take the numbers and add them together. So for you, you're 29, so we add 2 and 9 together. That gives us 11, and then we add that together, and that gives us the number 2, okay? So that's
okay.
The first number you come in on. The second number that is December, so that's 12. So we add those two numbers together, and that gives us a 3, okay? And then we take the year, so we had 1 and 9 plus 5 plus 6 together, and we get 1 and 9, I get 21, if we add them together, which if we then add them together again is a 3, so your numbers come down to 2, 3, 3, and then we add them together, so we say 2 plus 3 plus 3 makes you an 8. So you're very organized, Janet. Is that right?
Am I? At times, yeah.
Okay, because that's the eight. So the number eight, the last number, that's your life path number.
Okay.
Okay, and those numbers that we've given you are your zodiac numbers. So you're a two, and you're two threes in that, and then you're eight. So if we were to look at the balance procedure card, the number two, yeah, that's to do with desires. Okay, that's the sacral chakra, the number two card. That's what we call the desire card. In numbers, we'd also say that this is you avoid conflict. You've got two threes, which means you love learning new things. Okay,
so very much
with the solar plexus, so you could get very, very stressed. So the three card is a very good card for you. That's the yellow card. So when we come back, we're going to ask, who are you? So you are the number eight, which is the card is magenta. Okay, and it's actually the art of transformation. So it's about So that's your life path. It's about change. Okay. So those cards initially, they are your they're quite important cards to you. So that's the number two, the number three, and the number eight. They're very powerful to you. They're very, very. That's your numbers. Then what we do is we say, okay, we've got your life path. Okay, we know what your numbers are, and we're going to look at your life, your personal year number. So where are you now? Okay, so you are. So what we do is we take the first two numbers. So we're going to take the two from the 29 and the three from the December. Okay, so that's two plus three, and then we add it to the year. But before we add it to the year, because you're not, your birthday is not until December, it means that you're in the year before. So you're actually in 2015 until your birthday. So it was 2 + 1 + 5. Okay, so that means it's again another eight. Okay. So we've got so you're in a year, your year for you is year eight. So again, it's about changes all up until December, and then you go into the year nine. So very important year for you, lots of transformation, lots of change going on, very exciting. So then what we would say is, right, we know who you are now. We know that you're a strong eight. We know that you like learning new things because that's the three, and we know that you come in on the two, and the two is about being a free spirit, about creating, and about actually having what you want. Okay, being free and to do all these things that you want to do. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. I am like propelled. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is what you have. So then we're going to say, what is it you want? So what do you want, Janet?
Well, I just want to just confirm everything you've said so far. But what I really want is more physical energy to really do what you were already described here. So my physical energy is rather low right now. So that's what I want.
Physical energy, that's interesting. Okay, so you've not got enough physical energy, and yet you've got your two threes in your number.
Yes.
Yes. And that's the solar plexus. And so that would mean that, again, you need to I would start balancing on the card, which is the three, which is I'm authentic, I'm spiritual. So I'm going to, because obviously, have you got any cards, Janet? Yeah.
Do I have any what?
Do you have any of the balance procedure cards?
No, I don't, but I'm very interested in having them, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually be you, and I'm going to just check, and I'm going to balance your cards for you. So I'm just going to start off, first of all, with the number two card. And on that card, it says, I am a free spirit and I'm imaginative. And on the back of the card, it tells you that it's the art of co-creation. The symbol is a diamond. The colour is orange. And in the middle of the orange, it is actually indigo, because that's the opposite colour. This is the sacral chakra. It's the number two. It's the zodiac of Cancer and Taurus.
The gemstone is carnelian, and the planet influence is the moon and Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
The element is water, okay? And the physical is the bladder, the kidneys, the genitals, the pelvis, and the body fluids and liquids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and again, if we talk about the element of water, water is knowing. Okay, that's what it represents. It's knowing. And I'm just going to ask, first of all, just check and see if you're on that. So I'm just going to be you. I'll be you. Yeah. Okay. So just to explain to you what I'm doing at home, I'm using a muscle testing, and I'm using the one I'm using is the sway test, because that's what we use for the balance procedure. The sway test is not the balance procedure. It is just something that we use to do the cards. So I'm just going to now be you. Yep. Okay. And I'm just going to ask, am I Janet? Yep. And I'm going to ask, are you in balance with this card? No. Okay. Are you in balance with your desires? No. Okay. So I'm just going to balance you now. Okay, so what I've just done there, you have me go quiet, is when I put the card to on my chest, on my thymus, which is the heart center, okay, which represents love, harmony, and balance, I went backwards with the sway test. So then what I did was I put my hands two together over that card. I took a deep breath in and held that breath for the count of nine. I then released it very slowly, and then I dropped my hand down and left my other hand holding the card and just said balance. And then I asked my body, are we in balance with this card? And you went forward. So I'm now going to ask, are you a free spirit? Yeah, good.
Great.
Are you in alignment with your desires? Yeah. Okay, so are you in alignment with your passion? Yeah, good. Okay, so that's good. So you're now in alignment with that number two card. So I'm now going to do the same with the number three card, which is I'm authentic, I'm spiritual. It's the art of clarity, and it represents, it's got a triangle, and the colour is yellow with a complementary colour of violet. It represents the solar plexus. It's the number three, and it's the zodiac sign of the Leo. The gemstone is tiger's eye, and it's amber, and the planet influences the sun, and the element is fire. The physical aspects are the pancreas, the digestive system, the stomach, the liver, the skin and the muscles, which you'll probably find that you are having a struggle with some of those things, because if you're out of balance with this car, because you have to, I think you have two threes in your numbers. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to just ask now, so Janet, yeah, are you in balance with this car? No. Okay. Part of you is, because I'm asking, are you authentic and are you spiritual? And I'm getting a yes, but I'm asking then about the whole card, are you in balance with it? No. Okay. This is a card I would put on the top of the pack when I want to be energized. So I'm just going to start it for you.
Okay.
I'm energized. Yeah, good. Whew, lovely. So you're nicely energized. Good, excellent. Okay, so this card is a very important one for you, because as I said, you've got it twice in your numbers, which means that your solar plexus will go out of sync if you're not doing it properly.
Yeah, and
this is very interesting, because the balance procedure is all about learning to relax and be calm and not being in those effects of the fight and flight response. If you're out of balance, I'll just give you an example of that. If you're out of balance, then you're going to have problems, behaviour, might be argumentative, or you might be withdrawn. You lose your creativity. You work longer and harder, but you achieve less. You tend to procrastinate. And sometimes you feel, oh, I just want to run away. And that's the kind of behaviour patterns when you're out of sync or out of balance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Physical things will be tired all the time, sleep problems, aches and pains, indigestion, hyperventilating, muscle tension, maybe a low sex drive. And then on a mental side, you've got anxiety, depression, fear of rejection, insecurity, confusion, phobias, maybe a bit of a hypochondriac, forgetfulness. So that's the downside. That's when you're out of balance. When you're in balance, you're all those lovely things that you want to be. You feel relaxed, you feel calm, you feel happy, you feel enthusiastic, you're creative. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Yes, lovely and balanced now on that tree. Good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, it makes me happy talking with you, that's for sure. That's a really good start.
So I'm now going to do your third card, which is the number 8. Okay, and it's the art of transformation. It's also the affirmation on here is I'm an alchemist and I'm wealthy and generous. So this is one that you would have for transformation, or if you're after more money, you put it on the top of your pack. Okay, let's have a look. Excellent. Nicely balanced there, Janet. I'm an alchemist. I'm wealthy and generous. Again, being 2 8s. Wonderful. Very lucky means that if you balance on those, you're going to have money pouring in.
Well, good. Wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
So I've now balanced you with those cards. That's great. So that's really good. When you get the cards and you get a pack of cards, the first thing we do is we take each card individually and we balance on them. So we take them, we hold them to our chest, we read the affirmation out, we take a deep breath in, and we see if we're going forward using the sway test. If we're not, we do it again, we take that breath in, and then we release it slowly again, and then we keep doing that until each card you're going forward on, so we know then that you are balanced. And then you only do it the once with the cards that individually, because once you've done it individually, you put them all together and the packs never separate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You just change the cards over depending on what's going on with you and where you are in your life. If there's something, then you would change which one you've got. For me, for example, I'm a number one. So I balance with the one at the front, unless I'm feeling that I'm not doing what I want to do, either I don't feel free or I don't feel I'm in alignment with what I'm trying to achieve, then I put the two card at the front of the pack and I balance with that. In the book that comes with the cards, it tells you different affirmations and different things, but you will feel it anyway. I always say to people, the wonderful thing about the balance procedure is you haven't got to think anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
You've just got to take all the cards, deep breath in, and balance on being in alignment with the universal energy. That way you get in the flow and that's it. Create your day and off you go. Any questions yet, Janet?
No, this is great. I'm really excited. I'm eating this all up, Beth. Thank you.
How do you feel now? Because I've balanced for you. Do you feel a bit more energized?
You know what I can feel, what's happening right now is I can feel energy going up my spine right now. It's like it doesn't feel like it's not like it was dead, but it feels like it's coming alive. It's particularly on my spine. That's neat.
That's brilliant. Well, that's the thing I like about it, because it's to be alive is to create, and that's what the balance procedure does. It just gives you. I mean, there are a lot of YouTube videos. Michelle Chumley does it with animals, and there's a great one on YouTube when she's balancing this horse. And as she's balancing the horse with the cards, obviously she's doing it for the horse, like I did for you, the horse suddenly stops as she actually balances him. And you can see in his eyes that he feels it. It's just so neat. You know, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this anywhere with anything. That's the beauty of it. You can do anything. Because that's the whole idea with the balance procedure, is to create what you want, not what you don't want. So every day, I mean, you can get this app on your phone. It's about $3 or $4. You can get it on Android, on the iPhone. You know, if you don't have the book and the cards to start with, it's the most wonderful tool. For me, as a practitioner, I love the balance procedure because it just gets rid of things so quickly. Pretty quickly, rather than having to struggle, you don't need to know anything. Just do it, and it's just brilliant.
That's excellent, Beth. Thanks, Janet. That's great that that you're feeling the energy flowing like that. And it's a testament how this really does work. So very cool. So Beth, before we go on to the next caller, I remember when we spoke last time, and I thought this is such a great example. So you were talking about, I believe, your daughter was taking some piano exam, and so how she balanced herself. So how can this be used for children? How can they use it for themselves?
Well, the best thing is for them to have the cards. I mean, if you look on the Balance Procedure website, both Jenny and Lorinda go into schools and they teach all the children to use the cards. I've done it a couple of times, and I've gone in actually using coloured balloons to start with. But it's always better. I mean, the key thing is having these cards. I used to also go when little children, I would draw the symbols and get them to colour them in themselves, and then to do the breath, because the most important thing is that breath. Now, because it's non-verbal communication, they don't have to say anything. So that's the really cool thing. With my daughter, it was the piano thing. Everybody was really relaxed. But I've done that with my daughter to be an A-grade student. And obviously she's going off to uni. Well, she's got her A-levels to finish it, so she's got one more bit to do. But she is an A-grade student. I'm now doing this with my son, and it's interesting to see how he's now changing very quickly. So
this can be used, like say you're working with someone, say for example your parent is not doing very well, they're really having their issues at a distance. Do you need their permission to balance them, or how does that work?
Well, everyone always says this for permission, and I always say if you balance and you ask yourself when you're balancing, can you do it for them? Then as far as I'm concerned, there's no harm in it.
Okay, good.
You know, that's the thing.
Okay.
There's no harm in it at all. I mean, when my children used to go off with their father on holiday, I would balance them every day to make sure they're okay. And I would always know when my son was not happy, because he'd go backwards on the heart card. And so I would balance him on all the cards and make sure that, and then I'd know that he's okay then. And so I do. My daughter and my son are always going, Mom, can you just balance me? Can you just balance me?
Right. Yeah, perfect. What I'm understanding is that, for anybody that maybe doesn't work with any specific energy modality, which is absolutely perfectly fine, or that if you do, this is just really an additional tool that we can throw into our toolbox.
Yes, it is an additional tool, or a lot of people just use this as their only tool.
Yes, yes, it's just perfect, whatever works.
Whatever works for you, absolutely. The nice thing about it is it's you can take it everywhere with you, because you can get it on your phone. It's so quick. It's really quick.
Well, I have it on my app. I put it on my app over a year ago, and I was traveling, of course, as long as I had my Wi-Fi, and of course I had my cards too. But you have the option, which is great. I think we should get somebody else on here if that works okay for you, Beth.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I don't have a name here, but if somebody can just speak up, first come, first serve. So anybody else out there that wants to come on and have Beth work with them? Anyone else?
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. If not, okay, then I'm going to have you work with me. I didn't balance myself. And I before this whole show, we were having real problems, and I thought, oh, no, Beth and I were on Skyping to make sure that, this works, this call from the UK to through the States and, of course, back up to Canada here, but didn't work. And I was just beside myself, because sometimes these glitches do happen. So I was a bit stressed, and I haven't worked on myself at all today. I know I'm not in balance. So let's use me as an example, Beth, for everybody here.
Okay. So, Brenda, I'm going to ask you the same again. I need your date of birth, please.
Okay. I'm 06, June 21st, 1952.
Okay, so we do it so that the number is first and the month is in the middle. And what year was it, sorry?
Okay. 1952.
Lovely. So you are a 3,
yep.
6, and we are 10, 17. So you're an 8 as well, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Abundance.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can do this, 3, 6, 8. Yeah, and then we're going to add them together. So we say 3 plus 6 plus 8. So you're 14, you're 17, you're an 8 again. Is that right? So you're 6, 6, 8, 8.
So sorry, what was the second 8 you were going as far as this year, 2016?
No. So you're 1 and 9 is 10. And then 5 is 15 and 2 is 17. Add them together, that makes an 8. And then what we do is we add those three numbers together to get your life path number.
Yes.
Okay. So then we say 8 plus 3 is 11. 11 and 6 is 17. Again, is an 8. So you're 3, 6, 8, 8.
Oh, I see. Okay, perfect.
So again, like Janet, you've got the 2 8s there. So a transformation and abundance.
Yes. Yay.
Yes.
Yes. Brenda, I'm with you on this one.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. This is it. Let's go.
So again, exactly the same as Janet, in fact.
Yes.
Your birthday is not until June, which means you're still in your year 8 until June. Then from June onwards, you're going to completion, which is the end of everything, bringing it all together, finishing it all off. Or some people call it the death year because it's the finish and closure of things. Everything started. So everything you've started comes together. You're in the 9 and it's the avatar, as we call it. So when we ask you, right, what do you want? What do you want?
You know what do I want? I want more, to be more visibility, to be out there, to be... I just moving ahead, like I'm just getting over some maybe blocks of whatever that is. I'm just ready to just really step up.
Okay. So the first thing I noticed that you were talking about negative things, there's blocks. As soon as we do that, it's a bit like there you are in that car and you're going, mustn't hit that tree, mustn't hit that, bang, you've hit the tree. Because you put that energy out there. So you've already said, I want to be more visible, but there's blocks.
Yes.
You want to be thinking, I'm visible. Here I am, I'm visible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing I want to say to you is, you know, there's a fear there that you're not seen. Okay? So I'm just going to see if you're looking at your cards, if you're in balance, and then I'll just talk you through it. All right, so I'm just going to be Brenda there. Okay, can I be Brenda? Good, good. Lovely. Okay, so Brenda and your balance of his cards. Whoa. Okay, so you went back big time on the 3. So, okay. Okay. So you went, I asked using the card, are you authentic? And you in your mind, this is you because I'm you, is going no. So there's a trust issue with yourself here.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not trusting, you're not believing in what you think you want, okay? So that's a key thing. You're not believing it. You've got to start believing it because you're not. You've got this limiting belief.
Right.
It's like when people say, I'm balancing on money, you know, and they've got this fear running. And you say, well, what is it you really want? Because money, what is money? Money's attached to people. So what you've got is a fear of running out of people, not the money. Do you see? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I'm wondering also the whole I am visible because I've been putting on a lot of weight. So I'm wondering if this is all connected about the heaviness, the weight that just keeps accumulating. At the same time, I want to be out there and doing, you know, demonstrations and talking, doing more of what I feel driven to do.
So you've got this fear running through you. So you've got to ask yourself, so there's this fear. There you are. You want to be visible.
but you've got this fear running through you, you know, and maybe it's a fear that you'll not have enough time or you won't be able to have your work with your family at the same time. So there'll be a fear running, because that's normally what happens, is there'll be some sort of underlying fear that's running through you that's stopping you. You know, it's a bit like me saying to you, right, Brenda, okay, I'm coming over there now. I'm going to take you to all these companies. They're going to love you, and we're going to set you up. And then suddenly you go, oh, I can't go. My husband needs me. Or you'll make some excuse because the fear sets in.
Yeah.
You know? And you'll be telling yourself, I can't do it. Okay. So what you have to balance on is see yourself there. This is the whole beauty about the balance procedure. You're not looking at obstacles. You're seeing yourself. There you are. You're doing it. There you are. Visualize yourself in your mind, get those cards, see yourself there. You're already there. Feel it. See it. How does it feel? I'll
give So sorry, Beth, I'm just absorbing this. So you're saying, so look as how you want to feel or feel it, and then balance yourself to be in that vibration of feeling it.
Yeah, because let's play a little game here, okay? I want you to, everyone who's on the call listening in, to close their eyes, and then I want you to imagine that I want you then to put your hand out, so I'm going to hand you something, okay? And I now want you to, you've got your hand open, you've got your eyes closed, I'm going to put a lemon on your hand, and I want you to touch the lemon, hold that lemon in your hand, feel it, feel that lemon, hold it, that lemon in your hand, keeping your eyes closed for me. Okay, now I want you to take a bite out of it. Take it up to your mouth and take a bite. Do it now on the count of three. One, two, three. Did you do it?
Yeah.
Did it taste bitter?
Yes.
And it wasn't there.
What was that? Sorry?
It wasn't there, was it? It's not real. But you felt it tastes bitter to you. So
it
do you see what I'm saying? So it's not there because everything is energy. So what I did was I tricked you into believing you were holding a lemon, that you're biting into it, and automatically your mind's going to go, ooh, it's bitter.
Yeah.
Okay? So the same thing with the balance procedure is you're visualizing yourself doing what you want to do, letting go of those fears. You know, every time you come up with a fear, say you're saying, right, okay, I want to do this thing, whatever it is, write a book, let's say. You're going to write a book, and then this fear comes up, and you're going, well, I can't spell. So I now want you to think, I can spell, right? And then focus on, I can spell. So then that will change how you write that book. Then the next thing is you've got another fear going, oh, I won't have a publisher. Next, I want you to then balance on, oh, everybody wants this book. They're coming at me. Brilliant. And then you're changing by changing all your consciousness. You literally change every bit of the way down the line. So you're not just changing your conscious mind, your unconscious mind, but the superconscious mind.
And also, you would be changing your vibration as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm just thinking about this whole visibility and weight, the other side of the equation. Mm-hmm. So if I've got this vision, okay, so I'm weight, so how can I put my, you know, I'm heavy, how can I put myself out, you know, standing in front of a group of people, I'm self-conscious how I look. So if I put myself, think of myself as being this, you know, slim and light.
Absolutely.
And then I do the balance, then I'll be in the frequency of that vibration of lightness.
I balance you know, I'm sharing some secrets here. I balance on, occasionally I'm balancing on Jenny Cox, who created this the balance procedure. I often balance on Dr. Bradley Nelson. I balance on Albert Einstein, and I balance on Thomas Edison. My daughter wants to be a skinny malinky, so she will balance on a model that's skinny, that's in the paper. So she will, you know, to be slim. So you can balance on anything, you know.
Oh, okay.
So if I want an idea, you know, and I'm thinking, I really want an idea, but I've got no ideas, I then think about who has all wonderful ideas. And I go, have Einstein, let's balance on him. And then something will come up, and I go, oh, yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So
perfect.
So if you're what you're trying to achieve, you know somebody that's doing something similar, just balance on their energy.
Right. So you could focus on someone who is slim and who is a successful speaker and you know, as to and their financial success, and perfect.
I know for me when I'm out of alignment, because if I'm in alignment, my eyesight is wonderful. If I'm out of alignment, I can't see a thing. And then I know that I'm not seeing clearly, and then I have to recheck myself. Because, you know, I'm only human, and, you know, as a human being, we all have these things where these days where we believe we can't do something. Or we think we can do it, but we're not in that right zone. So I will, you know, go back with the cards, and I'll think, what is it I need? I need to see. Okay, so I bounce on, I see clearly, you know. And then I let go of anything that's attached to that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because sometimes there might be something that you've got to make a decision about, and you're thinking, well, should I do this, should I do that? Let it go, balance on it.
Mm-hmm.
The right thing will happen. Okay.
That's interesting. A thought just came to my mind, and which I've been using lately, is just to really neutralize myself so I don't get a charge. So if you, and I'm just, you know, speaking as I'm thinking here, but if you just sort of get into that state of neutrality where you don't get a charge, then you're not thinking about, oh no, am I doing this right? Is this going to work? You're just kind of neutral.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what you could run the magnet. I'm just, you know, over your meridian, I'm neutral. Okay, I'm ready to balance.
You don't need the magnet. That's the beauty of this. You don't need a magnet. You just need the card. You know, that's the thing I say to people, is that because each card represents each bit, you know, it's the planet, it's the color, it's the chakra, it's the meridian, it's the physical aspect, it's the whole lot, you know, all in one, you know. Otherwise, and to me, you're in balance. I wouldn't say neutral, because to me, neutral is just standing still. You're not going forward. You're not in the flow of going forward.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, do you remember that game as a child who used to play hot and cold? Yeah?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Well, they used to, I don't know if you've probably seen it with Esther Hicks, when they do the points, the 22 points from joy, freedom down to, you know, 22, which is fear, grief, depression, despair, blah, blah, blah.
And I know that you have that in this book also, Beth, okay?
Yeah. So the thing is, sometimes I say to people, look at that page and ask yourself, where am I? Where am I? Am I at number one in that joy? Or am I in number 13, which is doubt?
Okay.
Or 12, disappointment? Because then you need to then balance again. You need to then go back and you need to...
Good idea.
Yeah, think of the opposite. So instead of disappointment, you know, think of something that makes you, you know, you do the opposite. So instead of being disappointed, being really surprised, really happy, you know, overwhelmed with this wonderful thing, whatever it is.
Okay.
Turn it round. If you're feeling insecure, you're balancing and in your mind, I'm safe. It's okay. I'm safe.
Yeah.
You turn it all around. That's the beauty of these cards, because they can. The only thing I always say to people is, as human beings, we sometimes accept to do with trust, because it's so easy. We think no, it's too easy, and we have this lack of trust, which is fear.
Exactly. Well, so Beth, can we get me into alignment then?
Yes.
Before we forget, yeah.
Okay, so I'm now going to do you the I am an alchemist. Well, you are. Are you wealthy and generous? You are. So actually in alignment with your eight. That's good. So I'm now going to put, just to check the number two for you. So I'm just,
Which one is that?
That's the art of co-creation. This is number two.
Okay.
If you look in the book, it says to you, that's the beauty of these books.
Yes. Sorry, just getting a little bit of background noise. If everybody could just be conscious of that. Thank you.
Right. So the number two It's flexibility and movement. Okay, and it's the card is the art of co-creation, inspiration, desire, and passion. So I'm just going to ask: Are you in alignment with your desire, but you're not in an alignment with passion. Okay.
Okay.
Now you are. Okay. Now you are.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I can feel that in my coming up.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you now, because you're in the book, it tells you about your year, so what the year represents. So if we have a look at year 8 for you, and also for Janet,
mm-hmm.
and it says in the book, let's have a look. Okay, so the number 8 personal year is a time to focus on wealth and ways to increase it. You'll get recognition for your prior years, of performance in a year 8. Mm-hmm. Go girls. Go girls.
Yes.
Okay.
We're ready. We're ready, Janet, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I'm here with you.
We are so ready. Okay. Well, very cool. Now, is there anybody else that wants to come on for a few minutes here? And if not, that's fine. That just want to check in. You can just speak up. Not be shy. And I guess not. So this is so cool, Janet and Beth. Just this is so cool that we've done it all today and going over this. It's very, very cool. So
I have a couple questions. Brenda. I'm looking at, so you're going to show us how to access this book and cards. Is that right, Beth?
Yes, you can follow. Go ahead. You can buy the book and cards from the website, which is www.thebalanceprocedure.com.
And so I actually pulled it up and I see that it's in pounds and it's going to be coming from the UK. Is that right? Directly from there?
Yeah.
I also see it on Amazon, interestingly. So I just want to make sure that I want to support you guys.
Jenny wrote it, so if it's on Amazon, that's great. I do recommend, because there is another book, the original book, which you'll see is $10.99, which is the first book, which Jenny wrote first of all. And I read it years and years ago, and it's quite funny, really, because I read it years ago, along with quite a few of the other practitioners at the time. And we all read it, and we all went, oh, okay. And then when I read it this time, I went, oh my God, this book's fantastic, because obviously I wasn't ready for it before. So I definitely say, and it's called Easy Steps to Restore Balance and Happiness, and it's the first original book of the Balance Procedure.
The original book. Okay. So I see the Balance Procedure here with 9 cards. Is that what it is?
That's
9 cards.
It's 9 cards. So literally goes through, you've got number 1 is the power and success card. You've got number 2, which is that I'm free, I'm a free spirit. You've got number 3, which is I'm authentic and spiritual. Then you have the number 4, which is I am love, I'm inspiring, the heart card. Then you go on, you've got the throat card, as I call it. Number 5, I'm creative, I'm a pioneer. Then you have number 6, which is I'm a visionary, I'm flexible and passionate, or the very good card. Well, they're all good cards. Then number 7, the art of knowing. And number 8 is the magenta, is the transformation card. And then you have the all together, which is the avatar, which is completion, which is the...
Okay, great. And so a few more questions. So say you're going to focus on Einstein because you really want to be good at whatever, quantum, the quantum physics world. I mean, do you need to do this every day? If you have a particular... Okay.
When you first do the cards, it's recommended that you do the cards at least twice a day and for 9 days, because that you'll be attuning the cards, and in those 9 days, all crazy things will happen. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, really crazy things. when I did this years ago, I thought, no, a bit skeptical. And I manifested lots of stuff. I got a computer, car, pair of boots, you know, just by balancing.
And everybody will tell you, you can have what you want. It's just crazy. You know, there was one lady who was hopefully that I've not got this story wrong, but there was this lady in Ireland who wanted a car, and the car was about £50,000. And her husband said, you know, there's no way you're getting that car. We haven't got that money. And he said, if you find £50,000, you can have the car. So she was balancing on this money. Anyway, I think she found a premium bond, and they hadn't changed the address or something on it. So I sent it off, and there was £50,000 sitting there for them. So there was her car. You know, so the key thing is just to let it go and let it come back. It's just, you know, it's just amazing what you can achieve. I mean, one of my clients, she couldn't be pregnant. You know, she had no eggs. We used both the emotion code and the balance procedure. We used the balance procedure to create new eggs, and the baby's 5 this year, end of April.
That's beautiful.
You can do anything. It's just crazy.
And so you use the cards every day just for general balance to be sort of consistent with your numbers?
No, I use the cards because I create my day. So I wake up in the morning and I think, what do I want? I want to have a good day. I want to have X amount of clients. I want to them to have great results. So I just balance. I just get the cards. Get the cards. I just ask, first of all, am I in alignment with the universal energy? And then I balance on, I let miracles happen. And, you know, that's it. I just go away and do my day. You know, my son has locked his mobile phone twice now in the most ridiculous of places. The second time I said, right, you're balancing for it yourself this time. And he balanced on it, and it was back in an hour. And it was dark, it was in the middle of a park, anyone could have found it, and he couldn't believe it. And he was just like, you know, if you did a picture, it's just crazy. You know, it's just really crazy. It's just so
beautiful,
so easy. I love it if you do it with young children because it gets them calm, relaxed. If they're struggling with homework, get them to balance on it, that it's nice and easy, and that's it. You know, when I was just the piano, I was getting them to hold the cards and go and bounce on, you know, my fingers know the keys. I play it really well, you know, the examiner loves me, you know, type of thing. And people just said that they came in and they couldn't believe the energy in the room was just so calm, so peaceful. And that's the wonderful thing about this. You can do it for anyone, for anything. You can do it for a plant if you want. You know, anything at all you can balance for, you know, and that's the key thing is to just let, you know, whatever, just do it.
Beth, can I have you just give everybody here some information before we go? A few minutes left. So if you have any online, if there's anything online that people can look at, where they can contact you, how they can contact you. Do you want to give out that information?
Sure. Yeah, okay. You can contact me through, I've got two websites. One is www.bothfeetfirst.biz, or the other one is balancingemotions.co.uk. For if you want to, the main website is for the balance procedure is www.thebalanceprocedure.com. It's now gone global. We are in 26 countries now. We have practitioners in America and in Australia. If you want to do level one you can do online. The next online, I think, is in about 2 weeks' time with Jenny. There may be others as well, but if you look on the balance procedure website, it'll tell you when they are. If you are a practitioner, this is something you should be doing. It's so easy. It's fantastic. It will change your practice. To do online, there's two. You do level one, level two. That makes you a practitioner. If you you want to become a trainer, it's fantastic. There's no pressure on. Do it, and you do it when you want. Level one costs UK English money, £75 for level one, and I think it's £95 for level two. With level two, you have to do some case studies, which you have to be sent off to, you give to Jenny, And I think it's about, £50 they charge for that. Then after that, you are actually then qualified as a practitioner. If you're doing a one-on-one session, a one-on-one session is about 40 minutes with someone, and the usual price for that is about £95 for a session. But again, if you want to be cheaper, that's down to you. For a trainer, I think it might be £100 or £150. But okay. So it's not expensive. It's really not expensive.
I believe that she's really doing a wonderful service, and I would recommend everybody, if you don't, if you can't get the books right away, the cards that go with the book, then you can't get the app. So definitely, Jenny's made it very accessible. So Beth, thanks so much for coming on, and thanks everybody for joining us today. You can get in touch with Beth. She's given lots and lots of information. I hope you've enjoyed it. Beth, thank you for coming on again today, and look forward to connecting here in the future, and definitely looking more into this balance procedure. So thanks, everybody. And I'll have this recording, on my website of whisperingenergetic.ca, and I'll also be posting within Facebook. So, bye, everybody.
Bye. Great program. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much, Angie. And I want to hear, Brenda, that you're out there.
Yes. I'm going to get into that vibration. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.